a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. There's not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now Peter Troy investigates The Weakness of Strength.
Ever read any of those magazine articles in which some tycoon or other attributes his great success to the charm and the loving help given him by his wife? Well, there may be something in them. I wouldn't like to argue about it because I don't have a wife. However, I do have a very efficient secretary named Julie. Now, you remember Julie. And if a magazine offered me the right kind of money, I just might be tempted to write an article about how an efficient secretary can contribute to the success of a private eye. I might be tempted, but I wouldn't accept. And why? Well, let's face it, friends. The so-called weaker sex is already so wonderfully equipped for pushing us guys around that the man who's crazy enough to feed them ammunition by admitting how much we need him, well, he should be examined in case he has a very large hole in his head. For instance, I'm reminded of a little guy I once met called Peebles and his wife Maria. Peebles was a mild sort of fella and believed, for a very good reason, in putting up with a lot of back chat from Maria. Until came the inevitable evening when, as they say in the classics, the worm turned.
Oh, I don't care, Maria. I've had enough. I'm not going to stand for any more of it.
Who do you think you are talking to, William, huh? You don't talk to me like that.
I've had enough, I tell you. I'm fed up to ear. How long do you think we can go on like this? Losing money just about every night.
Losing money? Bah! I do not believe we are losing it like you say.
It's gone, I did it, ain't here.
All right. I tell you where I think it is.
What?
It is with the bookmakers, that is where. You have been betting our money on the racing dogs again.
Maria, I swear to you...
Swear. What do I care about swear? You always like to bet the money on the dogs. And now our money has been disappearing, huh? What do you expect me to think, huh?
Oh, I expect you to believe the truth. Somebody has been pinching you, that's what, and now they've got down to my secret hoard.
Secret hoard? Ha!
If you hadn't stopped me going to the police before...
The police? Oh, see, that would be a fine thing for our carnival to have the police arresting all our people.
They wouldn't arrest everybody. What are you talking about, Maria?
The police hate the carnival people. They think we are all thieves. If the police come here and ask all the questions, our people will be scared, and most of them will leave us.
They'll leave anyway when they find out I can't afford to pay them. I don't know what to do for the best. Wait a bit. I just got an idea. I'll get a private eye.
Get a what?
One of them private investigator coves. He can do all the detecting and that, and not let anyone know he's working here at all.
Oh, see, that is a fine idea, that is. You will engage a private policeman, huh? And with what will you pay him? Tell me that.
Maria, will you stop blocking every idea I have? I tell you, I am going to see a private eye. I'm going right now.
Peebles arrived at my office during a rather unsettling day. And, despite his crummy appearance, I must admit I was glad to see him. Because Julie had a bug in her head about a particular thing that day, and she wasn't going to let it go without a fight. My special problem was that the fight promised to be with me.
I don't know why you don't change your sign on the door to read Peter Troy, Private Investigator, Lady, Clients Only.
Oh, now, Julie.
What it is about you, I can't think. Every time I turn round, you're entertaining a female client in your office.
Well, there's an easy solution to that, honey.
Oh, what?
Quit turning round.
Have you ever thought of buying some new gag books?
No need to, Julie. You're a natural straight feed.
All I ask is that for once, just once, we have a male client.
Oh, honey, are you kidding? We've had dozens of male clients.
Maybe, but when was the last?
Well, there was, Oh, let me see now, there was, Well, it's not so long ago, really.
But you can't remember when. Half the time, all I am is a chaperone around here.
Well, no man ever had a more attractive chaperone.
And no man ever needed one more than you two. I don't know why I don't leave and get another job.
I do.
Peter Troy, sometimes I could... Oh, you make me so mad.
Hey, a client.
Hey, is my office tidy?
Yes, for the 10th time today.
Good girl. Then you may admit the gentleman to our outer office, Miss Summers.
Gentleman? What a bet.
The best lunch you ever had on me, if it isn't a man.
Oh, well, at least.
Excuse me. May I come in?
You may, sir, and welcome. You buy the lunch, Julie. I'll let you off with coffee and sandwiches.
He's probably selling something.
Am I addressing Mr. Troy? Mr. Peter Troy, the proprietor?
Well, I've been called worse things. Yeah, I'm Troy, and this is my secretary, Miss Summers.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure. I'm Peebles.
You are?
Mr. Peebles, whatever it is you're selling, we don't want any. Now, I'm afraid Mr. Troy's very busy.
Oh, but I'm not selling. I'm buying, see. I want to hire your services, you might say.
Coffee and sandwiches, Julian.
Very well, Mr. Troy.
Well, won't you come into my office, Mr. Peebles?
I'm in it, ain't I? It shall do me.
Oh, in that case, it will also do me. Would you close the door, please, Julian?
But certainly, Mr. Troy.
Now, what's your problem, Mr. Peebles?
At the moment, it's money, see. In fact, I'll be honest with you, Mr. Troy. If you take my case, you're going to have to wait for your money.
Oh, that's nice. I can hardly wait to get started.
Yeah, well, it's the takings at my carnival, see. They've been going off. At first, it was only now and then, but lately, it's been almost every night. And now they've got down on my secret hoard.
Secret hoard. Make a note of that, Julie.
Secret hoard. Yes, Mr. Troy.
It's the money I had put by, see? Over 500 nickel I had in that lot, all gone.
And you got no idea who took it?
No. Could have been many one of my carnival people. This Grando, the high wild expert. Never did like me. And Jiggers, he runs a Nottingham joint. He's always shy of a quid, you know. Well, I could suspect anyone. Even Toriani.
Who is Toriani?
You ain't heard of the great Toriani? Why, Mr. Troy, Toriani has the best weightlifting act in the world. Oh, that's what Toriani is, a weightlifter.
Troy, we've had no reports of any thefts from Peebles' carnival. Not that you should find that surprising.
Well, how do you mean, Inspector?
Well, some of these carnival people, especially in small outfits like Peebles, are very wary of the police. They seem to think we're out to arrest them all on sight.
Yeah. Well, apparently his takings have been going off, and he suspects someone at the show is stealing them.
Yeah, could be, of course. Sometimes I get some pretty shady birds mixed up in those shows. But, of course, I can't do anything unless I get a complaint.
Yeah. Look, if I get you a list of the personnel, could you let me have a rundown of them for past records and so on?
I'll see what I can do. But if I were you, I'd get rid of this case fast.
You would?
Yeah, well, look at it this way. This Peebles says he's broke, that all his money's been stolen, right?
Yeah. He even warned me he didn't see how he could pay my fee.
Well, there you are, then. At least he's honest enough for that. But the whole thing is more than likely some kind of publicity stunt. At the right time, he'll reveal to the press the fact that he has a private investigator working on this great case. The photographs of Peter Troy making a fool of himself.
Oh, now don't go on, Inspector. Now I can see it all.
Well, that's good. Then why don't you throw in the towel? Tell him you're baffled or something. Anything to get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, Julie won't let me.
What?
Well, it's the first case in ages in which I haven't run up against a beautiful girl, and Julie is enjoying the novelty. Inspector, never laugh at another's misfortune. Well, I guess I better pick up Julie and go out and make like Sherlock Holmes at Peebles' Carnival.
Colorful. I love carnivals, don't you, Peter?
Yeah, I'm practically hysterical already.
Oh, look at that man up there on that high wire. Isn't it clever?
Yeah, marvelous.
I wonder where we'll find Mr. Peebles.
Oh, Julie, why don't we just sneak back to town and hide and let him find us?
Huh? Would you be silly, Pete? He's your client. You're in business, remember?
Yeah, and a couple more clients who pay like Peebles, and I won't have any use for a business.
Oh, look, there he is, over there by that tent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, come on, let's go over.
Julie, sympathetic as I am to your reasons for wanting me to go on with this crazy case.
Oh, he's seen us. Yoo-hoo! Hello there, Miss Peebles.
Oh, hello there.
Julie, will you listen to me?
Mm, what's that, Peter?
There's no percentage in this case, I tell you. Now, why don't
How
we just...
How are you, Mr. Peebles?
Me? All right, I suppose.
Glad to see you here. I thought you were never coming, Mr. Troy, after me engaging you and all.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to check with my bank manager first. You know about money?
Yes, I know. Money's what I worry about, too. Not having any, that is.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what worries me. You're not having any money.
William, who are these people?
Huh? Oh, well, hello there.
Oh, no.
Maria, I want you to meet Mr. Troy.
Mr. Troy? Oh, is this your private looker you are paying our good money to, huh?
Well, I haven't paid him anything yet.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. I'd almost forgotten. Are you in the carnival, ma'am? A dancing act, perhaps?
Dancing? No, I do not do the dancing.
Oh, yeah, well, let me guess. You're the beautiful girl the magician pushes the swords through.
Oh, swords? No. I do not have any swords in me.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I just thought that in that leotard and with that figure, well, I thought maybe you'd...
Mr. Troy, perhaps we'd better interview some of the other carnival people. What about that weightlifter, the great Tariani?
Oh, well, you don't have to go no farther than right here for that, miss.
What?
Huh?
Allow me to introduce my wife, Maria Tariani, known professionally as the great Tariani, the strongest woman in the world.
Oh, it isn't true. It can't be.
Oh, well, how do you do, ma'am? Oh, Julie, you are quite right. This could prove the most interesting case after all. What had promised to be a pretty dull routine case of larceny more or less came alive for me with the entry of the weightlifter, the great Tariani. For not only was this character a woman, but a startling one at that. Maria Tariani, who doubled as Peeble's wife, was a tall, dark, Juno-esque creature. And whereas I would have expected a weightlifting doll to be bulging with unsightly muscles, she was, on the contrary, beautifully proportioned and moved with an easy grace that completely belied the muscle-binding racket she was engaged in. By the time I'd popped my eyes back into my head, Julie had given up the unequal struggle for attention and hightail back to the office, no doubt convinced that I'd spend the rest of the day panting round after Maria. Well, I guess she had a right to think the worst of me, but in self-justification, I must say that although I willingly went along with Peeble's suggestion that I watch the great Tariani at work, my reasons for doing so were not entirely what Julie would think. It was late in the afternoon before I got around to calling again on my friend Inspector Caswell. It's only me, Inspector. Are you in?
No. My wife has guests for dinner and expected me home by now. Goodbye, Troy.
Well, if you insist, I will come in for a moment.
Now, look here, Troy.
Are you fond of your wife's guests?
Not in the least, but I'm less fond of my wife's displeasure. Make it tomorrow,
Well, I have a feeling it might be all over by then. I'm talking about this Peebles thing.
Peebles? Who the... Oh, yes, the carnival theft. Hand me my coat, will you?
Oh, sure. It's not a theft only, Inspector. It's a burglary, breaking and entering, you know?
Oh, I thought somebody had pinched some of his takings.
Yeah. Also, what he calls his secret hoard. 500 smackers he had stashed away in a cash box in a secret place in his caravan.
Somebody took the cash box?
No. Somebody smashed it open and took the 500.
Oh. All right, burglary then. It's still your problem, not mine. Unless he makes an official complaint.
Well, I'll let you know. Well, did you get anything on any of the carnival people?
No. Criminal records and so on? No.
Yeah.
No, I had that checked for you. Wait a bit, yes. There was one fellow with a conviction for petty theft.
Well, who was it?
Don't rush me. I'm trying to think.
Oh, who's rushing? You're the one in the hurry.
Eh? Yes, that's right. Now, look, Troy, I must go. See me in the morning, will you? I'll get the file out for you. I can't remember it right off.
Please, Inspector, just wait a minute. I need the information tonight.
Confound it, Troy. Why do you have to come racing in here wanting information at this hour? What have you been doing all afternoon?
Watching a girl tossing a few hundredweight of iron about.
Oh, I see. What?
The great Tariani. Peeble's wife, Maria. Oh, she's also a weightlifter.
Now, let's get this straight. A female weightlifter.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, now I've heard everything.
Oh, no, you haven't. She's not only a weightlifter, she's genuine, the real McCoy. There's no faked up weights or anything. I tried him myself. Nearly killed me, but I tried him. Hey, she'd make Samson look like a Lilliputian.
In that case, we better make sure she doesn't ever get her hands on the jawbone of an ass.
Well, you don't want to meet her, Inspector. That's okay with me.
What? Oh. Very funny, Troy, I'm sure. Good night.
Hey, wait a bit. What about the name of the guy with the record?
Look, I told you I... Oh, yes, that's it. I thought I'd be... That's right, James Higgins, the high-wire expert, calls himself...
Yeah, don't tell me, I know. Grando.
That's right, Grando. All right, see you tomorrow, Troy.
Oh, Inspector, just one more thing.
Oh, now look,
really, Troy... No, Inspector, it's important.
All right, what is it then?
Your collar's turned up at the back.
There's nobody home. Goodbye, Mr. Troy.
Now, hold it. Will you wait a minute? I got my foot in the door.
Yes?
Ouch!
You had your foot in the door.
Oh, Julie.
I never could understand why other people don't kick you in the shin like that when you put your great, big, ugly foot in their doors.
Oh.
Goodbye again, Mr. Troy.
Look, wait a minute, Julie. Look, I got to talk to you.
Try me next year.
Oh, no, please. Look, I've hot-footed it all the way over to your apartment just so as we can get rid of this Peebles bit tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, well, the sooner the better. Well, I never wanted to take this case, and now I want to get rid of it.
That wasn't the impression I had when we met that Tariani woman. Your eyes were sticking out like organ stops.
Oh, well, for crying out loud, don't tell me you didn't get a shock meeting a lady strongman.
Not the kind of shock you got.
Look, honey, what do I have to do to get you to agree to a truce?
Oh. You could try crawling on your hands and knees.
That's what I thought. Out here in the corridor.
All right. Come in, then.
Yeah. Oh, man. When did I ever have such trouble getting into an apartment?
Probably never. At least not a girl's apartment.
Oh, let's not get on that tired old merry-go-round again. Look, let up on me, will you, Julie? I need your cooperation.
Oh, you do? Well, that's different. All right. Go ahead and beg.
Well, look, let me sit down first, huh? Oh. Oh, that's better. Oh, my leg's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
You pack a mean kick in those little number twos.
You said you wanted to get rid of this Peebles case. Let's stick to that, huh? Now, do you have a suspect?
Well, the only guy with a record, according to Caswell, is the high-wire expert, Grando.
Mm.
And he's the only one without a watertight alibi on the night the cash box was rifled.
Then what are you doing here? Why aren't you handing Grando over to the police?
Because Grando's been vouched for by the owner's wife. She says she's quite sure it couldn't have been Grando.
The owner's wife? Uh-huh. You mean Mrs. Peebles, the Tariani woman?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I suppose it's hard to go against that, especially for you.
Hmm?
Well, you couldn't possibly suspect dear Maria Tariani of being wrong or telling lies or anything nasty like that, could you?
Hmm. Julie, I hope you're hungry.
Why?
Because you're going to eat those words, honey. Now, look, are you going to help me or not?
Oh, if I'm ever to find out what you're up to, I suppose I'll have to. Now, what do you want me to do?
Huh?
Is it all right if I come into the tent of the great and magnificent Grando, hero of the high wire?
Well, who are you?
Oh, just an admirer. You can call me Julie if you like, Grando.
Oh, do I know you?
Well, not as well as you'd like to.
Hmm? Well, now that you mention it, beautiful, I have been missing something. How do you know me?
Oh, doesn't everybody? You must have lots and lots of admirers doing all those tricks up there on that wire, 50 feet from the ground.
Oh, I suppose I have. But they're not all as pretty as you. Have we met somewhere?
Not before tonight. But I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more of each other from now on.
Eh? I don't get this.
Oh, you don't like me?
Man'll have to be out of his mind not to.
All right. But, well, it's not every day a beautiful girl just walks into my tent like this.
Nor every night.
As a matter of fact, it just hasn't ever happened before. Do you often do this?
Oh, not often. But I have a thing about men who do daring things.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Yes.
Say, I've just finished for the night. Why don't you wait while I change and we can go somewhere?
Oh, what's wrong with right here?
Huh? Well, there's not much we can do here.
Isn't there?
Say, you are bang on, though, aren't you?
Oh, I just love that costume of yours. Those tights. They make you look so...
Yeah.
What's the time?
The time?
Oh, exactly 10:02. Good, let's go.
What?
Oh, darling, I can't resist
you.
I can't hold back from you. Oh, I shouldn't let you hold me like this, but how can I help
it? Hey, wait a bit.
Oh, no, darling, don't. If anyone should see us like this. Oh, let me go, darling, we mustn't.
Take your arms off my neck, let go.
Oh, darling, it's madness, absolute madness.
Stop it, will you? Just cut out that yelling. If anyone hears you...
Oh, how can I help loving you when you do things like that to me, darling? Oh, Grando, you're the most wonderful man I ever knew.
Maria.
What? Oh, it's no use, darling. She'll have to know.
Girl, you filthy double-crossing.
Maria, I didn't...
Andy, you're dead and waste no time of making a love to her. Ah, you snake, you beetle. To think I gave you everything. Stole for you. Stole from my own husband for you.
Thanks, Maria. That's all we wanted to know.
Troy, that is why you brought me here this time, huh? You knew this woman would be here making a love to Grando, huh?
That's right, Maria. This lady is my secretary, Miss Summers. Now, you made two mistakes, Maria. One, you broke open that cash box of your husband's with your bare hands, leaving no marks of a jammy as an ordinary burglar would have. Now, it takes a strong man or woman to do that. And two, you covered up loyally for Grando here, a man with a record for petty thieving.
So, you're too smart for your own goodness, my friend. I teach you not to fool with Maria Torriani.
Hey, now, take it easy. I don't fight with women.
I kill you like this.
Peter!
Dad, we'll fix him.
I'm getting out of here.
No, you're not. Stay where you are, all of you.
Oh, Inspector Caswell, thank him.
Police?
Seize that woman and that man, Sergeant.
Right, sir.
Hang him, man.
Come on.
You let me go! You take your dirty hands on me!
You're all right, Miss Summers. I got here as soon as I could when Troy called me away from my dinner guest.
Oh, yes, thank you, Inspector. I'm all right. But Peter...
Great Scott. He's out cold.
Oh, poor dear. I was angry with him for the way he was goggling at Maria Torriani.
Well, that'll teach him to walk more warily around these sort of characters.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.